and get it going. Convergence. Okay. All right, Rabosa, we are. I wanted to explore a little bit this topic of Adam Muad La'olam. So the Gemara on Daf Gimel Beis, what discusses the Adam as Toldose and Kayotzman, Lav Kayotzman. So the Gemara tells us that when it comes to has a Havamina, that maybe the Av is Neir, when the person is awake, and the Tolda is Yashem. And then the Gemara tells us, no, fundamentally, there's no difference in Er and Yashem. They are both considered to be either Yashen is a Tolda and it's Kayotzvan, or more simply, the simple reading of the Gemara is Yashen is also an Av. And then I told you to take a quick look at the Mishnah Daf Chavav Meralef, and the Mishnah there highlights, again, this point, and it tells us, when it comes to Adam Amazik, Adam Muad La'olam. Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Er, Bein Yashen. Doesn't matter whether he's a Shogeg or a Mezid, whether he is awake or he's asleep. If a man does damage, Shibris HaKelim, is Mishalem Nezek Shalem. And then the Gemara asks on Chavav Mabeis, Menahani Mili. How do we know this to be the case? Amar Chizke, Bechein Tana de Bei Chizke, Amar Kro, Petza Tachas. Petza? Lechaivo ala Shege, Kemeviv ala Ones, Kerotza. Which, when you think about it, is a very, very radical statement. Because when a person's an Ones, what do we generally assume in Kalatar Kula when a person's an Ones? What's the halacha? Potter, if you went ahead and ba'ainis, you ate non-kosher food. It was a total onus. Do you have to bring a carbon? Is it even shogeg? If it was an onus, it's not even shogeg. There's a question whether there's a chiyuv tshuva for doing something ba'onis, but we generally assume that onus is absolutely potter. Does anyone know the source that onus is potter? Yes, sir. Onis Rachmana Patre is a good line. That's true. What is the source for Onis Rachmana Patre?
No source.
No, it has a source. The source is Pasuk that tells us in Parshas Kisete Ule Na'ara Lo Sa'ase Davar. What does the word Onis mean in English? Accident. Not inevitable. Something that happens under duress. It's not your fault. What else? What is another? What's the Hebrew word for rape?
Onus.
Onus. Why is the Hebrew word for rape onus? Because it's under her. It's under duress. It's absolutely not her fault. So Gemara says, if you have a woman that is raped, let's say even she's a nara meurasa, so she has this ishus by her. And now she goes ahead and something happens. Ula na'ara lo sa'aseh davar. She is not culpable whatsoever, even though this act happened to her. It happened to her. But she is not culpable whatsoever. She is an anusa ones rachmana patre. That is the source. Which therefore makes it quite striking, is that our Gemara seems to indicate, Adam muad la'olam. So if I committed a hezek, ba'ones, what's the halacha? Sounds like I'm chayiv. And that would seem to flout the whole notion of Ones Rachmana Pache. Why should I be chayv? It's totally not my fault. It's totally done under duress. I should have no culpability whatsoever for doing that, so why am I chayv? Yet that's what the Gemara says. I'm chayv even ba'ons. So that's a core issue number one. Apparently, the Gemara needs a gzer sakasuf for this, because if I didn't have a gzer sakasuf, what would be the din? Ones Rachmana Pache. Comes along the gzer sakasuf, petza, tachas petza, which literally means
laceration.
Yeah, an eye for an eye. It's in the same pasuk, an eye for an eye. So you're damaged, you gotta pay. You gotta pay under all circumstances. Finally, I ask you to take a look at a Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph. Famous Gemara, Hameniach es hakad b'rishus harabim v'acher v'niskal bo. So I left a kad, a pitcher, in Rishus Harabim. Someone comes along and trips on the pitcher v'shavra. And the pitcher now is broken. What's the halacha? I am?
What?
I'm putter. Why am I putter?
Onus.
Meaning?
See.
Meaning, you put, what are you putting your pitchers in the Rishus HaRabim? I'm allowed to be there. What are you putting your pitchers in the Rishus HaRabim? Now the Gemara says, am I putter? Iboy le'i yune. Umezel. Why should I be putter? After all, look where you're going. you bumped into his what? His pitcher. So look where you're going. So the Gemara gives a number of answers. You should look where you're going. In other words, what's the default? The Gemara's bothered. Why are you putter? After all, Adam Muadleh La'olam. If Adam Muadleh La'olam, I don't care that the pitcher shouldn't have been Rishla Rabim. Man has the capacity to check things out, not bump into it, avoid it, and therefore, why did you not avoid it? The default is that you should be chayv. And the Gemara now gives a couple of ukimtos. What are the ukimtos? The ukimta number one is that the Rishla Rabim was full of chavios. If it's full of chavios, so is there any ingress and egress for me to walk in this chatzer?
Nope.
No, and therefore it's not my fault. I could, even if I was my ayin, I was going to break a chavis. Shmuel Amar, ba'afel ha-shanu. What are we talking about? We're talking about?
Dark.
Daytime, ein hachanami. What do you have to do? You have to avoid. And finally, Rav Yochanan says, in a case, it's a case of Karen Zavis, which means what?
There's a corner.
There's a corner, so I couldn't really see, and therefore I am potter. What does this suggest? What does this Gemara suggest? In a normal case of chavis, kad birshus harabim, what's the halacha? I'm chayv. Why am I chayv? Because Adam, Muad, La'olam, and these are very, when the Mishnah says pater, these are very, very unique circumstances where I couldn't have avoided it. It was dark, it was Karen Zavis, it was a chatzah malei chavios, and therefore couldn't be avoided. Okay, so far so good?
Yes.
Okay. How many of you saw the Tysus beginning to end? How many of you saw 80% of Tysus?
75.
Okay, okay. So I'm not raising my hands. I didn't see the Tysus. So what I want to do is I want to learn the Tysus carefully. Very, very important Tysus. And as we learn the Tysus, I want you to think about this Tysus. Okay, so Tosfos says, "Shmuel Abra Ba'afel Hashan." V'had pliki lekamod in niskal poshea olo kigon sheniskal me'atzmo v'lo niskal b'shum davar aval hachas shiskam achas mikshol v'lo iboy leliyone onusu. Okay, so this Gemara does indicate: is there a scenario where Adam is going to be putter when it damages something? English? Yes. Yes. What is the scenario where a person will be putter? Let's go with Shmuel's case. Ba'afel ha-shanu. If it's the middle of the night, and he couldn't see, and he bumps into the chavis, is the Adam chayv? He's putter. Says Tysus, that flouts the principle of Adam muad le'olam. What do you mean? Adam muad le'olam. So now the he asks, this is a kasha. Afal gab de la'el marbinon ones keratzon. Be'adam azik mi petza tachas petza. Ones gomor. Lo Rabbi Rachman. So Tosa says, when the Gemara says that you're chai ba'omsin, does it mean ones gomor? The answer is no. In other words, Tosa is suggesting right away, not all omsin are created equal. There are some onsim that are what we'll call radical onsim, and then there are onsim that are not as radical. So when the Gemara says that Admud La'olam is chayev, but ones karatzon, it doesn't mean an ones gamur. Be'afela is called ones gamur. So far, so good. And then he brings a raya, a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "Udahav Yerushalmi poter also shiyoshin rishon im hizik lasheni habo etzol lishon." Guy goes to sleep, free and clear. Now someone else sees an open bed, nice king-size bed, honey room. Goes ahead and says, I'm going to take a nap too, on the other side of the bed. Guy number one, in the middle of the night, does what? Thrashes in the middle of the night and whacks the second guy in the face, knocking out an eye. So is the first guy chai? The answer, says the Yerushalmi, is no. Why not? Because that's an onus gomer. That's onus gomer. It wasn't his fault. You shouldn't have slept there. When I slept, it was free and clear. That's not my responsibility. So onus gomer is potter. Then he says, v'chein b'hagozel basra, gabe hiniach lehem avi em parashu'ula, A dad leaves his sons a parasha'ula. What does parasha'ula mean?
A cow.
A cow that is? Not inherited. A borrowed cow. A borrowed cow. Wow. Kisvurim shalavuahu. But they thought this cow was their dad's. And now the dad died. And the cow now went to the kids. And they were hungry. So what did they do? They shechted it. So the din is, do they have to pay full value for the hezek? So the Gemara says they do not have to pay full value because is there any way they could have known that this was not their father's cow? They couldn't have known. That's called onus gomer. They're putter from paying full value. Ava. Mashizik lo danu simen. So that's case number two. Case number three. Ube masnisa nami tnan. Hoyabal chavis. Risho. Ubal chora achro. Dim amad bal chavis venispera. Chavis bekora. Putter. Venira ditle dakdek, the Adam Hamazik. Oh, okay. So Tosis gives another case over there where once again you have an onus scenario and you are potter. So Tosis right away says, when the Gemara tells us onus, kiratzon, is that a true statement?
Yes.
It's not an absolutely true statement. Because not all onsim are the same. And therefore, Ones Gomor is not Kirasa. And I've got multiple Gemaras that indicate that Adam Muad La'olam is not an absolute Yisrael. Good? So what is it? What is it? Now, I want to just... Did Tosis know Shas?
Oh, he
knew it. Cult. So Tosis does over here. He gives you an idea, he presents an idea, and what he's really doing is he's borrowing from another Gemara. So I wanted to show you how he borrows from another Gemara, and he incorporates this other Gemara and introduces that over here. Okay, so let's just read a couple more lines, and I want to show this other Gemara. So now Tosis says, V'nirul d'akdei d'adma mazik d'miftar ba'ones shehu ke'ein geneva. Now I'm gonna finish Tosis. I'm gonna get to his bottom line, but I want you to see how he got there. I want you to see how the Baalei Tosis got there. So Rabosa, two extremes. On one side you have onus gomer. On the other side you have what's called pshia. English, total negligence. If you're in the world of shomrim, for example, who's chayav even an onus gomer?
Shomer.
Shoel.
Yes.
And who's chayiv in Pshia? Everyone, but like, who's the most kal of the Shomrim? Shomer Chinam is chayiv in Pshia. And who is chayiv in Geneva ve'aveda? A Shomer Sachar is chayiv in Geneva ve'aveda, and not chayiv in Ones. Shoel is chayiv in Ones. And a Shomer Chinam is only chayv in Pshi. Now what Tosis is going to say is Ones, the idea of Ones, is not a bright line concept, which makes perfect sense. There are different levels of Ones. You can have an extreme Ones, and you can have less extreme Ones. For example, lightning strikes and kills an animal. Was that preventable in any way whatsoever? No, we're not. That's called Ones Gomer. That's called onus gomer. A guy comes in to the house, to the backyard, to the chatzer, with an M16 and says, I'm taking the short. What's more preventable? The lightning strike or getting rid of the M16 guy? M16 guy. But that's also a pretty big minus. If it's not an M16... it is just a regular pistol. We're moving towards, still onus, probably, but we're moving towards, let's say he comes out, not with an M16, not with a regular pistol, but with a water gun that looks like a pistol, and he gives you a very mean face.
Yeah.
So it slides further. You're not sure. It slides further. Now, in every case, there are there's something that might, may or may not be preventable. But it's still, you can't say it's pshia. You're not going to say it's pshia. So says Tosa Chiddush that you have different levels of onus. You have onus gamur, you have onus ke'ein geneva, and then you have onus ke'ein aveda. What's more preventable? You losing the object? I shouldn't say you losing the object. The object getting lost, or the object getting stolen? What is more preventable? Getting lost is more preventable. Yes, Ellie, you finally got one right. Getting lost is more preventable. And therefore, on the scale, ones ke'en aveda is closer to pshia. Ones ke'en geneva is closer to ones gamur. Now, just again, simple stuff. Shom esachar is chayav in what? Geneva and aveda. But once you creep beyond geneva towards ones gamur, what's the shom esachar going to say? That's not my fault. Not my fault. I'm not responsible. A shoel, how much is a shoel getting paid to enjoy this object? Nothing. It's a pure. So he's getting all the hana. If you're getting all the hana, then you become like the owner. And therefore, who's going to suffer the loss if lightning strikes? The shoel. The shomer chinam was not getting paid whatsoever. So anything that borders on any kind of onus, he says, like forget it. I'm not down for that. When is the shoel going to be chayiv? When is the shomer chinam going to be chayiv? If he's poshe, if he's negligent. So you know what? Then the Rambam has a lashon poshek kamazik. He's like a mazik. So then, of course, he's going to be chayiv. Okay, that's the setup. Now, says Tosis, I know shomer sachar, I know shomer chinam, I know shoel. Now we have a guy. We're going to call him Adam Hamazik. Where does Adam Hamazik fall in this continuum? So what does Tosis say? What's he going to be mechadesh? Adam Hamazik, if what he did was an ones ke'ein geneva, what's the halacha? Ones ke'ein geneva is already creeping towards, so then he's going to be pater. Then he's pater. If it's an ones ke'ein aveda, then what's the din? Then he's going to be chad. And that's where Mazik, Adam HaMazik falls. So when we say Adam Muad La'olam, or when we speak about the guy who's sleeping and someone sleeps in the bed next to him and he smashes the guy. So where is that onus going to lie in the world of Adam HaMazik? It's definitely going to lie on the onus Gomer side of things, and therefore he's going to be put. And when the Gemara says he's going to be Chayv Er V'yashen, so what kind of Yashen are we talking about? If you go to sleep next to a glass vase, are you going to be chayv, yes or no? You're going to be chayv, yes. Why? Because that's already called, I don't know if it's pshia, I'm not sure. But it's definitely on the right side of the board. It's in somewhere in this range of ones ken aveda pshia, and therefore you're going to be chayv. And that is going to be the chiddush atosis. That's the case of Adam Muad La'olam. Are we clear?
Yes.
Okay, now I lay this all out like on a silver platter. Mom is silver platter, but I want to see how Tosis got there, okay? So Tosis now says, V'nira l'dagdeg, to Adam HaMazik, the miftar ba'ines, shuhu ke'ein geneva. How do I know this? Me the Tanei B'shulei Umnin, ha'amavir chavis mimakon l'makon v'shavra, Rabbi Yehuda Amir Shomachina mishava, no se sachar yeshalem. V'hashad mechayiv no se sachar, potes Shomachina v'lo mechayiv, mitam Adam HaMazik, the hashta, the mechayiv no say sachar upoter shomer chinam, the lo mechayiv mitam Adam Hamazik. Whoa, wait a second. What happened over here? What happened over here? I'm carrying a chavis mimakam lamakam. And what happened to the chavis? It broke. And what's the Gemara saying over there? Well, if you're a shomer chinam, then what's the halacha? You just make a shvua and you don't have to pay. If you're a shomer sachar, what's the halacha? You have to pay. Why don't we say you're chayiv because you are Adam HaMazik? You broke the chavis. So why are we talking about shomer chinam shomer sachar? Shomer chinam shomer sachar. So he says, Shema mina. The answer is, because if it's an oines ke'ein geneva, Adam hamazik pater. You're going to be pater. So who's going to be more chayv? Adam hamazik or shomer sachar? Shomer sachar is more chayv. Medam Rabbi Yehuda niskal legeneva. And niska, when it got damaged while you're carrying it and you tripped, that's Kain Geneva. And if it's Kain Geneva, what's the Mayor Mamazik? Potter. Avalpa'onesh, you can aveda, she krovel upshia, yolter, then you are going to be chai. Now, Rabosai, where did Tosis get this idea from? Where did Tosis. So the answer is, he got it from Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Dalet. Look at Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Dalet, Amud Beis. I gave it to you on your sheets. Source number 6. So says the Gemara. So says the Gemara. No say sachar v'hasocher nishbar na'ashvo v'ashvo v'ameisa u'meshalmen es ha'aveda v'esagneva. So a shomer sachar pays gneva v'aveda. So gneva, I understand. Because the Torah says by gneva im ganov yganev. So tishik me'amo yishalma ba'alav el aveda minalan. So the Gemara says one possibility aveda minalan is the double lashon. Ganov yganev. Teaches me not just Geneva but also Aveda. Geneva and Aveda. But then the Gemara says, is that a real good drasha? Maybe. Dibra Torah, Kilashim B'nei Adam. And if it's normal parlance to go in and speak in double Lashonos, so maybe Ganov Yiganev is not a good drasha. So how do I know that a Shomer Sachar is Chayv in Aveda? If what? If I don't have a drasha, so says the Gemara, if you're chayiv in Gneva, then you're certainly chayiv in Aveda. What is the message that the Gemara is transmitting over here, where Tosis is now adopted? Is how do you know you're chayiv in Gneva in Aveda because of a kavachomer too? Gneva, what's the message, Ari?
Just like Gneva, it's like an onus.
What's the message? Is that there's a spectrum. There's Gneva, there's Aveda. Are they on the same level?
No.
One is more culpable than the other. If you're chayav for Gneva, which you are less culpable, certainly you're chayav for Aveda, you're more culpable. The Gemara is announcing a spectrum over here. And now Tosis is chiddush. Tosis making a chiddush. What's the chiddush of Tosis? So bottom line, does this spectrum make a difference to a shomer sachar?
No.
Post kal v'chomer, post drasha, it's irrelevant to shomer sachar. But what does Tosis teach you? It's very relevant. It's going to be relevant to Adam Hamazik, and you're going to draw a sharp distinction between Aveda, Onus Ken Aveda, Onus Ken Aveda. Good? Okay. What brought Tosis to this place? What brought him here? It's important how he got here. He got here because he had a Gemara that says Adam Mu'ad L'Olam. Ones Rasa. But then I got all these other Gemaras throughout Shas, which indicates that Adam HaMazik is going to be sometimes Potter. How do you get to sometimes Potter when you just told me Ones Karatza? So what did Tosis do? He said, Ones does not mean what you think it means. There's different levels of Ones. And therefore I got to this place because I understand there's different levels of Ones. It ain't a Hanami. Pure Ones, for sure he's Potter. But there's going to be Onesim where he's going to be creeping towards Chayev. And it's not an absolute. That is the position of this. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, who's next? Shita Mikubetzis. Shita Mikubetzis. Shita Mikubetzis. You have your shitas? Does anyone have a shita?
Yeah.
Some. You want to run and get it? Go run and get it.
Take him on. Take him on.
Okay, I need you to hustle them.
Run, bro.
Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, please. Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Dibur Hamasa V'chein Kosav HaRabbeinu Yeshaya. Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Did anyone see the Shita? Zero.
That's the Shita?
Okay. The Shita says as follows. V'chein Kosav HaRabbeinu Yeshaya Zav. La'el Gavansit Zan Odomud La'olam Ben Shogay V'chulei. He quotes the Yushalmi. So Yushalmi says, your potter. Vitzarech Iyun. How could Yushalmi say, and how could the Gemara say, by Shmuel, that if it's Afela, if it's darkness, then you're going to be potter, but otherwise you're chayiv. What do you mean? Adam Mu'ad la'olam. Vitzarech Iyun ladun be'eza einsin mechayiv. The Omer. And he quotes Tosus. No, he doesn't talk about this. Mikol ma'ase shom esach chayv hu chayv. Now he says, Mikol makom ma'ase shomer sachar chayv hu chayv. Kegon mili dedamu legneva ve'ave. Vechem muchak pishmaitin damarava nof min agag ruach she'ena mitzuya. Let's say a guy falls from a roof with a ruach she'ena mitzuya. And he plops. A hurricane comes and he plops on a little lad below, breaking the child's legs. Is he chayav to pay? So the Gemara says he's putter. He's putter. Why? To Adam Hamazik Dami Leshomer Sachar. Sorry. No, now he's calling the re. Sorry. What I quoted before is not the re. Now he's saying the re. The re says, and this will sound familiar, Adam mazik domi shom esachet mechayv ken aveda the lo domile lekal mili de lo mechayv ken gneva de ones gadol hu. Rosh Hashanah Metzuya domi la aveda, etc. And now he says, v'riva piresh de Adam hamazik domi leshomer sachar. Beim lekein gneva and Bain Lekain Aveda. So comes on the Shita and he's saying what? Adam Hamazik is not squarely in the middle, but he is exactly like Shomasan.
The Re says this?
This is the Reva. The Reva side in the Shita Mekubet says, which means what level of onsim is he chayvin? Not only ke'ein aveda, but also ke'ein gemein. Which means what? What is the rebush? Adam mu'ad la'olam. But what about all those gemaras? Let's say there are cases like the Yishalmi, when you're sleeping next to. The guy sleeps next to you, and you whack him. You're putter. Why are you putter? Answer? The line is over here. Now, what is the Riva really saying? Well, what's he really saying? Gemara says you're chayiv ba'ones and you're chayiv ba'ros. So what kind of ones are you chayiv for? You're chayiv for ones ke'ein. You're chayiv for ones ke'ein aveda. But there's one ones that I'll concede you're not going to be chayiv for. What's that one ones? Ones gum. What is the Riva really saying?
Is there a responsibility that Adam has, and if there's any chance to prevent it, then he is responsible for his actions?
That's absolutely correct. And what is he not responsible for?
Things out of his control.
Meaning what? Meaning where does Nezikin fit in the big picture of Kala Tarakula and Ons. It fits in the normal rule of Kala Tarakula. What's the normal rule of Kala Tarakula? Ula Na'ara Lo Sase Davar. Ones Rachmana Patri. What kind of onus are we talking about? Kala Tarakula, we're talking about a case like the victim, the Nara. That's Ones Gomer. Ones Rachmana Patri. Wherever you are in Kala Tarakula, if in Kala Tarakula, Ones Rachmana Patri applies. So that's the din over here. You're not responsible. Ones Rachmana Patri. Ones Rachmana Patri. You're not responsible. Adam Hamazik is like every other area. After all, let me ask you a question. Let's say someone picked me up, I'm a big, large fellow. And there's a little 3-day-old child. Pick me up, plops me on the child. And the child dies. Rahman Allah. Would you call me a rotzeach? No, why not? Why not? Let's say I'm holding a gun in my hand, doing nothing, and someone takes my finger, presses on the trigger, and boom, someone gets hurt. I just holding a gun, but someone pushed my finger down. And am I a rotzeach? My finger pulled the trigger, but someone else pushed it. Am I a rotzeach? The answer is no. Why? Why? Meaning what?
Your co-op.
Meaning, did I really do it?
No.
No, who did it? When someone picks me up and throws me on a baby, who did it? I'm a rock. It's my weight, it's my force, but I'm a rock. Someone else picked me up and did it. I didn't do it. Ones Rachmana Patre, according to many, many Akrona means, it's not me. It's not my means. It's not my avail. It's not my action. Let's say you are in the middle of the night on Leil Pesach. You go to sleep early and you forgot to eat matzah. And it happens to be you're a somnambulist, a sleepwalker. And in the middle of the night, you sleepwalk, you go to the cabinet, and in the middle of the night, there's a fancy word for this too, I don't remember. But you go to the shmur matzah, and you eat matzah, and you have no cognition of what you're doing. Ayotz the mitzvah matzah.
No.
I would say no. Why would I say no? Because ones rachmana patri means both in all directions. It's not called your maizah. Yes, it's daf yomi. Whole sugya of nidre onsen. If you're makayim etznai ba ones, it's not your maizah. You didn't do it. It's not you. So says the Riva. Ones rachmana patri means what? It means it's not me. I'm not other mamas. This is not called other mamas. So when do we say Yashon Yishayiv if you're not in the category of Oynes? You went to sleep with a vase there. You want to tell me that's Ones Rachmana Patri when you know what happens when you thrash around in the middle of the night? No, that's not called Ones. That's not an Ones Gamur. That you're Chayiv. But if it's Mamish, Ones Gamur, then you're in the world of Kol HaTorakula. And in the world of Kol HaTorakula, what's the din? It's Ones Rachmana Patri. You didn't do it. It's not your responsibility. So you have Tosis, you have the Riva. There is a third sheet, which is the Ramban. I don't want to force the Ramban down your throats right now. It's too important, the Ramban. But I want to make one more comment, and then we'll pick up the Ramban tomorrow. Too important Ramban to just ram down. Rabosai, I think this Tosis is really, really important, and I want you to hear well what I'm about to say. According to Tosis, I want you to think back to last week's shiur. We spent a whole week. Is there a din of mamoncha when it comes to boar? No. Eish? No. And did Tosis himself even consider shame a regal not having a din of mamoncha? Even. So why you chayiv? Why you chayiv? You chayiv because the Torah or or because you created the ace, you have some kind of nexus to that object, which imposes upon you a chiyuv shmir. Why is Adam hamazik? Is Adam mamoncha? Shona. Adam is for shona mamoncha. Do you have a nexus with yourself? For sure you do. But at what level of chiyuv are you going to have? What's Tosis' premise? You heard shit from a fox, the chakira. Are you chayiv for mamon amazik because you have a chiyuv shmira, or because you? It's mamoncha. It's mamoncha. It's yours. So according to what we're saying is, Tosis is in which camp? Is it in the Mamoncha camp or in the Shmira camp?
Shmira.
Squarely in the Shmira camp. Notice what Tosis is doing over here. This whole premise is built on what? On what kind of shomer is an Adam Hamas? He's not a shomer sechel.
Why?
Because a shomer sechel is chayiv in? Geneva. You're getting paid. You're getting paid. That establishes a higher standard of Shmira. You're doing it for free. That's a lower standard of Shmira. Adam Hamazik, who has now a relationship with either an object or himself. What does Gemara and Daf Dalet say? Adam Shmiras Gufo Olav. You have a Chiyuv Shmira on yourself. At what level? At what level? So now Tosa says, yeah, I think the level is in between Geneva and Aved. The Chiyuv Shmira is not on the level of Shomer Sechel getting paid. No, but you owe a degree of Shmira to the world. Watch yourself. I have a degree of Shmira to the world. What's the level of that Shmira? So he teaches us Yechayv and Onas Ken Aveda, not Kevein Geneva. I think this Tosis does get understood within a worldview of the other Tosis that we learned, that Adam Shmiras Gufo Olav, this is part of the family of Shmira. Now the Riva, is he really working within a Shmira context? What's his context? He's working in a Kol HaTorah Kula context. Kol HaTorah Kula, Ones, Rachmana, Pashmi. In general, you're responsible for the things that you're responsible for. This is Ones, you're Pat. And Ones Gomor, you're Pat.
According
to Tosis, again, the whole setup is Shmira. He's drawing on the relation. Where does Adam HaMazik fit in the Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar worldview? And he's saying, I feel it fits right in the middle because he's living with the world, he's living in a framework of Shmira. So an Adam Hamazik does not have a level of Shomer Sechel because he's not getting paid. So he has an Achrayis. And that Achrayis falls squarely between his, that's a Chiddush, that's his own Chiddush, that's his own Hamza'ah.
The world as a whole.
And the Riva is saying, Ones Gomer. Ones Rabbanu Patre, this is Kol HaTorah Kula. It's nothing unique to Adam Hamazik. This is Kol HaTorah Kula, Ones Rabbanu Patre. Okay, Rabbos, we're going to stop here. I need you to chazer this up well. And then, even though you don't have a regular chazer slot tonight, chazer it up well. And Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, we finish this up. We finish this up with the Ramban. Because Ramban is going to be a new sheet. A different sheet that's going to hopefully talk to us that
way. What's interesting that the revival doesn't